Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question I get pretty often now over the last few days is, how come other countries can vaccinate quicker than America, and why is America and the U.S. having such an issue with our vaccine rollout? Now, you know, if you remember, President Trump had promised that he had the military ready, that the military would be giving out the vaccines. So I'm not exactly sure in which areas, if we do have National Guard or if we do have a branch of our great military administering vaccines, but it appears for now that the early part of the rollout, maybe the military idea has been dropped, I don't know, but the early part of the rollout has been instituted by workers within the hospital institutions or medical clinics. The pharmacies are going to be administering the vaccine on their site. So it looks like right now it's still private, or shall we say city run. In Israel, they did things a little different. It's interesting. In Israel, they have 15%, at least 15 to 20% of their population already vaccinated. Now, mind you, they have a much smaller country. I mean, America is huge. The size of Israel fits into, you know, the state of Rhode Island. So Israel is a smaller country. So you're going to see smaller countries have higher vaccination rates. But they said that in November, Israel had, by the way, it is the same vaccine. One of you had asked if Israel or these other countries were using a different vaccine than Pfizer. It appears that the Pfizer vaccine is also being used in these countries with the same sort of challenges with keeping it cold and, you know, administering it quickly before, you know, the days run out where, you know, it can't be out of the negative 74 degree Fahrenheit temperature. So it seems to be equal type of vaccine. But they said in November, Israel had announced deals with AstraZeneca and Pfizer. Their Moderna vaccine is supposed to be coming in, and I believe they're also going to get AstraZeneca. But Israeli teams repacked the large ultra-frozen pallets into insulated boxes that were kind of the size of pizza boxes. That allowed for distribution in smaller numbers and at more remote sites. The technique, Israel said, got the green light from Pfizer. Other refinements also meant is squeezing out more doses out of each vial. And so, logistically, Israel seemed to be on it. Now, mind you, smaller country, they have socialized medicine, you know, they do have rural areas, but getting to a rural area is an hour drive as opposed to multiple hour drives or multiple hour flights. But that was interesting how the packaging, once they got the Pfizer vaccine, they immediately had a repacking done and then distributed it. And, you know, and my guess is they also probably used military. They do have a very, you know, intricate military framework. And they, you know, and again, when an Israeli, you know, my father was Israeli. So when he tells you to do something, it's, you know, yes, sir. You know. None of this, well, you know, I don't know, and I, you know, really, you know, you say, you know, amen, but I'm a woman, and I mean, you don't have that. I mean, in Israel, you know, terms are either female or male, and they're not going to change the language. I guess what I'm trying to say is, in Israel, they don't have time to, you know, they pick their fights, right? I mean, you know, we right now as a country are arguing about a lot of things that we probably shouldn't be arguing about right now. You know, that amen story shouldn't have been as big as it was, and it shouldn't have, you know, been even an issue. You know, but, you know, we unfortunately, you know, drive on entertainment and news and these headlines. And so, you know, we're wasting our time on things. Whereas, you know, rollouts in other countries are like, we're not even going to talk about anything else. We're getting you vaccinated and we're moving on. So in America, I'm not sure if we need to, you know, if Trump needs to make good on his promise of using the military to roll out the vaccine. We are hearing that many medical centers are, you know, dealing with staff that are like, no, not me, I'll pass. So that probably did make the rollout a little differently. You know, maybe, you know, more people in Israel seem to be, you know, on the same page with it. I don't know. But also in America, we have a very litigious society. And so because this isn't the government and these are private institutions, there's liability. Now, if somebody has a side effect to a vaccine, they can't really sue Pfizer, they can't sue AstraZeneca, they can't sue Moderna, later Johnson & Johnson. There's protections, right? Because, you know, vaccines in this country have such an important, crucial role. If there is going to be the one in a million side effect, these companies have a protection. But the facility that does the vaccine might not have the same protection. So if somebody gets syncopal and faints and falls, hurts themselves, breaks their head, or, you know, cracks their head, can the hospital be sued? You know, does their insurance have to kick in? And then their insurance rates go up. So because this isn't the government rolling out the shot, and, you know, this is private industry, there is going to be a little bit more, you know what, we're going to make sure we do this right. We're going to cross all our T's, dot all our I's. And so I believe that might have also been an issue. And, you know, when hospitals said, look, we need 80,000 doses, and then only, you know, because we have 80,000 employees, and then they found that, you know, some of them didn't get the shot, or the shots are in some warehouse, or, you know, half the people in one hospital didn't want it. We have shots just sitting around. Right? And that's what happens when you send big boxes and doses. So maybe we did need to fine-tune it a little bit. But the vaccine rollout is it's a big undertaking. And so I don't fault a lot of these companies, because if healthcare workers don't have the military helping them administer the vaccine, healthcare workers are kind of busy taking care of patients. All right, that's kind of what we need them to. Their hospitals are overwhelmed. So maybe we need another entity helping roll out the vaccine. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Myra from the U.S. Virgin Islands wants to know, when do we think we're going to go back to regular life? And love to take your calls and your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a lot of new listeners, and we're grateful to have you guys, and as well as our regular listeners that have been with us for a while. So when do I think we're going to return to normalcy? My answer to that is a big I don't know. I think anybody who says, oh, we'll be fine by the spring, we'll be fine by the fall, we'll be fine by next year, has probably already been, you know, embarrassed by miscalculating how long COVID was going to be around. A lot of memes on social media said COVID was going to end the day after the election, and it obviously didn't end. I saw one that said, one meme said the only thing that would, I guess, kill off COVID would be if it had dirt on the Clintons. There was that meme going around. So, you know, joking aside, it's a serious virus. Serious stuff. We were hoping that the virus would calm down last spring. We were hoping that the summer would help kill it, even though there was no data saying that summer heat would cause this virus to die off. We were wishful thinking. We were trying to be optimistic. We were hoping that with social distancing measures and the unfortunate, barbaric, draconian lockdowns would have caused the virus to go, well, looks like we're not going to have fun here in America, so, you know, we're going to leave. Didn't happen. And what is very puzzling is the death rates were high during last flu season, pneumonia season, COVID season. Death rates dropped during the summer, and now they're back up again. You know, I asked a physician who's a close friend of mine, and I said, look, you know, do you think the strain became more lethal? Why would the death rates go down and go up percentage-wise? And he thought it was because, well, more people were inside. They were indoors. Weather was cold. People were forced to stay indoors. So you had more chance of exposure, whereas in the summer, people were out there hiking and swimming and able to maybe distance more, maybe get more vitamin D, maybe more exercise. We're trying to grapple with why the death rate would go up. You know, last spring, I was concerned that the numbers were very skewed and mixed, and I still am, because we didn't have enough COVID tests. We were in the midst of flu season. People were using telemedicine and not getting swabbed for flu, so we had no idea how many flu cases we had. We still don't. People have been flooding telemedicine now that insurance companies are shunting people over to telemedicine. So we're not running tests. We're not running COVID tests on everybody. We're not running flu tests on everybody. It was asked of me, why can't we take healthy people, swab them for COVID, and see how many are positive? So we can get a better grasp of why the numbers are so high and calm people's fears down that this is something that most people have. Because, again, people didn't want to get tested. When those who wanted to keep their job found out that if they were COVID positive, they couldn't come to work, they realized if I don't get a test, nobody could accuse me of being positive and I could still work. If I had mild COVID. That's how people thought. So Anthony Fauci predicted this week that life in the United States could return to some degree of normalcy by early fall, but only if the COVID-19 vaccination rollout increases rapidly. I've asked Dr. Fauci to come on the show. He's been very busy, obviously. Hopefully we'll be able to get him to come on the show so, you know, he could answer some of our questions. The some degree of normalcy is a very safe statement. And, you know, I don't fault Dr. Fauci. People are very, very mad at him. People are frustrated. I think he had one heck of a job. It's very, very difficult to, you know, be in the public eye, you know, work with, you know, a president and either president, you know, and, you know, having, you know, their agenda, you know, unfortunately, you know, bleed into messages that you need to give out. It's very, very difficult to be a political doctor. We talked about being a celebrity doctor, how difficult that could be. You know, when you have a network and TV station that, you know, needs ratings and certain things promoted. But, you know, Fauci had a difficult job. So, you know, should he have, you know, had a little bit more cojones and disagree with Trump or agree with Trump? That'll be debated. And personally, at this point, I don't care. And I don't think the average person listens to just one physician. But some degree of normalcy is a very broad general statement, thinking we might be able to overcome much of our struggles and challenges with COVID by the fall. I like the fall date. I'm not in entire agreement with him, but I like the fall date because it gives us 9 months. We have a rapidly mutating virus that already has two variant strains that has been identified. Personally, I think we've had more strains. We're going to talk about the World Health Organization and how China is, from what I understand, not allowing an investigation to take place, which, by the way, why is the investigation happening a year later? I'll talk about that. But I believe we've been dealing with multiple types of COVID strains. You know, we've been blaming the person on why they have a horrible reaction to COVID, whereas somebody else only has the sniffles. But what about the theory that we could be dealing with multiple substrings that our tests aren't able to pick up yet? Our tests should be good, but if we don't design the test, it doesn't get picked up. So maybe there's a nastier strain that's causing people to be in the hospital on a ventilator, whereas others are only getting sniffles and a little bit of diarrhea. So what would normalcy really take? Well, to get to normalcy, one is we need the virus to be less lethal. So we need the virus to not be killing people. If the virus makes people sick, we could at least talk to our public officials and talk them into opening up again. We also need our hospitals not to be overwhelmed. Well, that's not yours and my fault. That's the state's fault. If the state doesn't have enough hospitals, they need to make sure they have enough facilities. If hospitals aren't overwhelmed and they say, look, we have beds for trauma and for cancer patients and for heart attacks and strokes, we'll probably be able to go, you know, have some degree of normalcy. We also need government to not be on this bandwagon of we're in control and you listen to us. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of power. There's a lot of power hungry people out there. And they love the fact that people are following their rules, their orders. It's an ego boost. So we need to get that out of the equation. And we also need to, as a society, decide at some point, are we going to live with this? Is COVID going to be here to stay? And are we going to go on with our lives? Now, you do have many people in the country going on with their lives. Apparently, some college students were having a party in their dorm the other night. Right? College isn't that happy. We've had, you know, people go to political rallies, go to BLM protests, go to New Year's Eve parties. So you have some people saying, we're going to live with it. And we're going to move on. We're going to help local business. But again, if the hospitals can't take you, that's a problem. I believe as an American, you have a right to have emergency care administered to you. If you are an American citizen, you've been paying your taxes. If you're a human being in America, you know, and you are contributing to America, you have a right to access the healthcare system and be taken care of. But if right now, in my neck of the woods, I'm hearing the hospitals are at capacity. The ICUs are at 100% capacity, which means I am going to be refused. All the good work I've done for my state and my city and my country doesn't matter. If I need medical help, I might be turned down. That's a problem. And so we won't achieve normalcy or normality, however we want to pronounce the word, if we don't have a secure healthcare system that will allow people to seek care and get care. So, you know, I'm hoping by the fall, if this virus mutates to a less lethal stage, if vaccine, I'm not pinning all my hopes on the vaccines because half the country doesn't want to get the vaccine. And I think the virus is mutating where the vaccine is going to be somewhat effective. But I am hoping that the virus mutates weaker. But we were fooled last year, so I'm not going to have my guard down this year. Hope that answers your question. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protests continuing in Washington, D.C. for President Trump. Many of his supporters believe the election was stolen. President Trump speaking at the Save America rally in Washington, D.C.
We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about.
President Trump also blames Democrats for rigging both the 2020 presidential election and last night's Georgia Senate elections.
They rigged an election. They rigged it like they've never rigged an election before. And by the way, last night they didn't do a bad job either, if you notice.
The House in session in what looks to be a long day as lawmakers vote to formally certify election results of the presidential election. Republicans in the House and Senate are protesting election results in several battleground states. USA Radio News. With 99% reporting, Democrat candidate Raphael Warnock is leading Senator Kelly Loeffler 50.6% to 49.4%. Several media outlets have projected him as the winner, though the results are not final or certified. The other Senate contest between Democrat John Ossoff and Republican Senator David Perdue has Ossoff leading 50.2% to 49.8%. If both Democrats do win, they would have control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as what this means for the country, Republican Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss, says
the consequences of this obviously go far, far beyond Georgia. This really is going to determine the political philosophy of our country going forward, whether we're going to embrace socialism or freedom.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. According to ADP, the private sector is still reeling from COVID-19 as about 123,000 jobs were cut in December. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just so pretty, maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe after all.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-362-3254. We do have some breaking news. Vice President Mike Pence says he is going to not block Biden's confirmation today. He said, quote, "I won't betray my oath." The Stop the Steal rally and the Save America rally is still going on in D.C. And the Republican Party has been having a lot of splits and disarray. Democratic Party as well, you know, with some blame game on why they lost seats in the House. But in terms of the Republicans, many have to make a decision today if they're going to go with the Electoral College votes or if they are going to go with Ted Cruz and multiple others on on moving forward to set up an election committee. Ted Cruz said they could still vote for the electoral process, but wait until the election has been investigated. So there's a lot of, you know, support for either, but it really depended on Vice President Mike Pence to be able to allow the movement for this Electoral Commission to move forward and the Electoral College not to move forward. So it does appear that Joe Biden will be our president-elect. Donald Trump, in a speech today, said he's still moving forward. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. This is such a dramatic year, so much drama. You know, just drama after drama. I did not want to have to deal with another election. Last night was not fun. And the drama isn't just in America. Apparently the drama is in China. So the World Health Organization sent two scientists. I'm not sure how many times before they've sent scientists to China to investigate COVID. But from what we're being told, they sent two scientists. And China said, no, you aren't authorized to come to our country. And thus the World Health Organization has now been blocked from investigating the COVID outbreak and what could have happened at the lab. It's a little bit late. It's a year late. I would have investigated, you know, that day. I would have hopped on a plane, wanted to go into the lab and start, you know, looking around. My guess is, you know, in this year's time, they've had plenty of time to, you know, change things, clean things up if they had to. You know, nobody wants somebody kind of investigating or auditing. But we're being told now, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said two scientists on the United Nations team had already left their home countries for Wuhan when they were told that Chinese officials had not approved the necessary permissions to enter the country, even though the arrangements were already agreed. So, you know, it starts to make you wonder what the heck is being hidden. Now, you know, we are a year, it's been, I think, a year and a day or a year and 2 days since news broke that there's a virus that could be coming to America. And, you know, in November and December, I was dealing with tons of telemedicine calls. I was seeing 40, 50 patients a day at the time with flu. And then, you know, once December, January hit, I'm like, how do I know you don't have what was going on in China? Can you go and get flu tested in a clinic? Because this might not be flu. This might be this new virus. No. You know, I call telemedicine because, you know, it's cheaper and I don't want to go to a clinic. Well, so we didn't really get a lot of numbers. And my guess, my feeling is it was in America way before that. Over the last few months, we've had evidence of COVID being in samples that were taken the previous fall, back in earlier 2019. So, I mean, if I was going to investigate, you know, the lab in Wuhan, China, I would have done it, you know, immediately. But my guess is China sealed off their borders as they did. Other countries sealed off their borders. Everybody had to fight the pandemic. So now the World Health Organization of the UN wants to investigate, and nope. Mm-mm. Tedros said the World Health Organization was eager to get the mission underway. Eager to get the mission underway. We're a year out. It's already been a year. I mean, if there was anything suspect, I think they would have already gotten rid of it. And the fact that China isn't letting them come in, meaning maybe they still haven't finished whatever data dump, and I'm not accusing China of data dump or whatever, you know, and I've been asked, what do I really think happened? You know, was this really because somebody ate bat soup? Do we have the COVID-19 virus today because somebody was in a market and decided to order a nice steaming hot bowl of meaty, chunky, tart-tasting bat soup? Gosh, it just sounds so good right now. I'm so hungry. No, I don't think that's what happened. I think this was a virus that was prevalent in bats. And the virus had maybe recently a nosocomial infection transferred its ability to infect humans. I believe China, because, you know, China is still on the forefront of a lot of medical research. I think China was studying it. And I think there was either an accident or something else that happened where it got released. Now, do I have any evidence of that? I don't personally have any evidence because chances are if I want to go there and investigate, it won't end well, okay? And I'm not very subtle. I don't think I could, you know, hide and put my hair up and, you know, wear some sunglasses. So I don't think I would even get into the lab. But with the way this, you know, went down, I just, something doesn't seem right. You know, we spoke about Zika. You know, Zika, the Zika virus. The Zika virus was the virus that was spread by mosquitoes back in 2014? And Zika's been around since the 40s. But in Brazil, they had been, there's been a lot of research on making mosquitoes that were malaria resistant, so mosquitoes couldn't pass along malaria and other illnesses. And we were told that there were some experiments going on where they were releasing sterile mosquitoes into the air, because I believe the female mosquitoes are the ones that transmit the disease. Well, and I'm not saying they're related, but later that year during the Rio Olympics, we had a Zika outbreak. And the Zika outbreak was so severe that we had babies born with microcephaly. You know, not, you know, their brains not being developed. And a whole syndrome of no, actually this was 2016, I apologize, yeah. You know, and a whole syndrome of neurological deficits. And so, you know, people asked, why all of a sudden Zika? You know, why? What changed? Well, we don't know. Maybe it's because different genetically modified mosquitoes were introduced into Brazil, and Brazil was an epicenter of that. So as a physician, when you all of a sudden hear that there's a pandemic, yes, it can happen. Pandemics happen. We saw that with bubonic plague. We've seen that with, you know, tuberculosis. We've seen it with multiple illnesses. But we're doing a lot of tinkering in labs these days. So when there were suspicions that this came from a lab, and there were whistleblowers that said this came from a lab, I mean, I'm not going to disbelieve it. I mean, how does a country go from, you know, not having any illness to all of a sudden there being a widespread respiratory illness? Well, we were told this all happened in December, and December is notorious for respiratory illnesses. Coronavirus is a huge family. This is a coronavirus, so it's in a family. Remember kingdom, phylum, you know, all the taxonomy classes? So families in taxonomy are huge. So humans are a part of the primate family. So our family is primate. And look how much we differ from other primates. So coronavirus is a huge family. Now, there's a lot of genus and species, right? Well, our genus and species is Homo sapien. Now, but, you know, for the SARS-CoV-2 virus, it is among a family of tons of other different types of coronaviruses. So coronaviruses floating around that time of year was no surprise. But when we hear that COVID could have been around earlier, like in the fall, right? And then if you were allowed to trace, you could trace who patient zero was. And I don't think it was a woman eating bath soup. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you know that I love history, and I have a lot of antiques from the Civil War. I have a little medicine kit from a doctor from the Civil War. Apparently they would use Nux Vomica, multiple other things I can't read on there. The medicines are still in there. I don't have the bone saw. There's some things I sold on Pawn Stars, but I have a splint. I have a little mini ball, one of the bullets that was used during the Civil War, the way it was designed would just shatter a femur or shatter a leg, which is why they had to do multiple amputations at the time. And so I'm, you know, just fascinated with Civil War history. But this one story is very fascinating. We have had a widow of a Civil War soldier with us practically this whole time. And there was a woman who has just died who was a widow of a Civil War soldier. Now, how the heck did this happen? Well, apparently, the widow had married the Civil War veteran when he was in his 90s. There's a little bit of a backstory to it. And she was only 17 at the time. Apparently, she married him when she was only 17 years old. He was in his 90s. This was back in the 1930s. And apparently, she just passed. And I'm trying to pull up the full story. Her name is Helen Viola Jackson. And when James Bolin, a Civil War veteran, was 93 years old, apparently he was a part of the 14th Missouri Cavalry through the Civil War. He married her back in the 1930s. He died 3 years later. She died just recently in December, being 101 years old. She died December 16th. So technically, there was a widow of a Civil War veteran this whole time. Who would have known? Apparently, people didn't think there were any more widows left. And then she shared her story. Now, what was very, very interesting was she was helping this gentleman. She was born in 1919, and she grew up in a family of 10, was raised on their family farm during the Great Depression. And she and Mr. Bolin met at a church near the home, and her father volunteered her to make daily visits after school to his home to help assist with chores and other tasks. Well, Bolin didn't want charity. And from what we're told, he had a Civil War pension that he was going to be awarded. And he said, look, I can't pay you now, but if you marry me, you could then have my pension. And so he suggested Miss Jackson to marry him for that reason, because he wanted to show his appreciation. Jackson said he would leave me his Union pension. This was in an interview with historian Hamilton Clark. It was during the Depression and times were hard. He said that it might be the only way of leaving the farm. So they got married on September 4th, 1936, in front of a few witnesses. And then the ceremony was recorded in Bolin's personal Bible. The organization Daughters of Union Veterans of the Civil War has also confirmed the marriage through a signed affidavit. So apparently this happened. And People Magazine received this information as well. And then Jackson still, however, lived with her family on their farm, still kept her last name, and she actually didn't take the pension. From what we're told, Bolin's daughter, after he died, threatened to smear her reputation, if she did, that she was a gold digger, and threatened her to not take the pension. So she married the man, you know, had helped him out, didn't take a pension, kept her name, because she said at the time, for a girl, a reputation was everything. From what we understand, she herself never remarried and never had kids. So, and she said Mr. Bolin really cared for her. So the pair were married. He ends up dying in 1939. And then, you know, she's been, you know, she's was with us until December 16th. So I just thought that story was fascinating, to think that we had, you know, actually somebody who was married to a Civil War veteran, the stories. Wow. And, you know, the Civil War was probably some of our darkest days. I mean, we've had a lot of dark days in America, but that was, to me, one of the worst, when you had Americans killing Americans. And I understand people seceded and they didn't consider themselves Americans at the time, or I'm not sure what, you know, happen, but, you know, to kill anybody, but, you know, to kill a fellow American, it was brutal. You know, and I hope we never see that again. You know, things might get ugly. We are seeing Americans turn other Americans in for not wearing a mask. We're seeing Americans turn other Americans, you know, stores and places of work into government officials if they don't think they're social distancing. I have seen people call police on each other. It's, you know, I'm not very proud of the way I see Americans act. We had, you know, opened the hour with the story of the DoorDash where somebody didn't like the $8 tip, so wouldn't give him his food. You know, people aren't liking each other. Rather than us uniting and, you know, showing camaraderie, it's all about distancing and to yourself and don't handshake, don't fist bump, don't hug, don't kiss, don't celebrate together. You know, it's a different world, and I do get nervous. You know, and as we spoke about weeks ago about how a Scottish professor back in the 1800s had predicted that the average democracy doesn't last that long, doesn't last more than a few hundred years, because people get dependent on the treasury, and, you know, they get complacent, and then they, you know, government takes over, then they end up, you know, being in bondage, and then they want freedom. So if people think they're in bondage and they don't feel that they have control over their livelihoods and over their business and over their ability to make money and feed their family, you know, we could see a revolution. And I just hope and I urge Americans not to go after each other. We might be pitted against each other right now, you know, to not, not, you know, unite and party and convene and you know, be close, you know, because of COVID. But, you know, please just, you know, take a step back and look at the forest from the trees, because we definitely don't want another civil war coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Macy's is going to close 36 stores. Bloomingdale's is going to close one of their stores, majority of them closing in the spring. This is a day after confirming more stores would close. Macy's, the department store chain, iconic department store chain, you know, didn't really do as well as they were hoping Christmas time. And Macy's, Inc. runs Bloomingdale's, Blue Mercury, has identified the 36 namesake stores and one Bloomingdale's expected to shutter by or before mid-year. Macy's has a three-year plan to close one-fifth of its stores. Bed Bath & Beyond has stores closing. Many shopping malls are at risk. I had predicted before COVID that we were going to see commercial real estate completely transform. I thought commercial real estate would sink because most retail would be losing out to Amazon and other retailers. But, you know, inventory and warehouse might be taking over commercial real estate. But, you know, it's sad to see stores that did everything right and, you know, tried to, you know, keep people safe throughout the pandemic. They just can't compete with people wanting to stay home, isolate, and shop online. So we're going to see a lot more jobs lost. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.